This is Cody Allen's podcast. This is CodyCast.
Zooming in right now on my Zoom, Sam Hunt checking in with us. Sam, are you there?
Cody.
Well, good to see you, Sam.
You too, brother. Good, man. You doing all right?
I'm doing great. I want to say happy anniversary. You just celebrated a few days ago. So how did you celebrate?
We went camping. We went camping over at Montgomery Bell State Park.
Nice. So is Hannah, is she a camper or a glamper?
She's a camper. They grew up like roughing it. They were really camping when they camped.
Good stuff.
And so I'm not much of a camper. I like to camp if I'm like, if there's some sort of mission involved, like if we're hunting or fishing, but just to camp, I'm not necessarily always a happy camper, I guess you could say. But I did have a good time. Didn't get the best night's sleep, but it's all right.
Yeah, I never sleep well camping. I always feel like.
No, I never do either. And she pops, bugs. They all pop up, her whole family pops up like it's just, you know, ready to beat the day. And I'm like just dragging all the next day.
Yeah, I'm always like concerned bugs or like bears or something's going to like interrupt at any moment. So I can never like completely relax.
Right. It's always like 150 degrees as soon as you wake up. Yeah. The sun comes up.
A lot of people over the last year, I feel like couples have either got to know each other better or, you know, they spend a lot of time with each other. So is that the case with you two? Have you gotten to know each other a little better?
Yeah, I would say so. We've had a lot of time for conversation that needed to happen. I'm not as much of a talker. I just sort of keep things moving. I mean, I like to communicate and hang out and talk, but I don't necessarily want to address anything that might need addressing. It's like, it's not that big a deal. Let's just keep everything rolling. But, you know, when relationships, you need to talk about things, and I'm learning that. And when you're in the house with each other for long, extended periods of time, you know, you get to have some of those conversations and that need to be had. And good thing about, you know, being a bachelor for a lot of years and I had roommates, but it's also nice to just work things out. You know, a lot of craziness has been going on in the world, and you know, it's like, what do I think about all this that's going on? What do you think about it? You know, let's talk about it. So there's a lot that I've been able to work out with Hannah because we've, you know, been cooped up at the house for quite a while now.
I feel like there's two types of people during the last year who have cooked more, like they've cooked a lot. And then there's another group that's like done all takeout.
Yeah.
So which of those do you fall into?
I've not cooked. Hannah has cooked some, which has been great, but I eat out quite a bit. And growing up, I never ate out. We never really got to eat out. You know, it was, mom cooked pretty much every meal. Dad cooked breakfast. But living close to Nashville, you can eat. I like to eat relatively healthy and clean. You know, if I ate out every night back where I grew up, I would be feeling it quickly because, you know, Mexican food, that's it.
I'm
a little of both, I'd say.
Mexican food, and then where I grew up, it was all like Southern food, so we'd have like everything fried all the time. So man, there's nothing like fried chicken to me still. Like just to get a little fried chicken is like a treat.
Yeah.
Speaking of nostalgic times, Break It Up was easy in the 90s, obviously the song that's doing so well for you. What's maybe one thing from the 90s that stands out to you as like a favorite? It could be anything, a TV, could be a fad, a movie. What nostalgic thing from the 90s do you still love?
I could probably think of a better answer, but right off the top of my head, I remember thinking about the Braves. I grew up in Georgia and the Braves were like killing it mid 90s and watching those games at the house, you know. In the song, I talk about breaking up in the 90s, but, you know, I was too young to have any relationships in the 90s. But I do remember, watching baseball games.
Yeah.
There were lots of, obviously, those nostalgic TV shows. It didn't have Netflix or YouTube or any of those things. So you had to kind of watch what mom and dad were watching. And Seinfeld, I remember Seinfeld was on at the house quite a bit. So yeah, Seinfeld and the Braves, that's what comes to mind off the top of my head.
Grew up in South Carolina, same thing, because there was no other team for us but the Braves.
Yeah,
so
it's like the South's team. Braves fans in the South, like if you're from the South, you probably pull for the Braves. Unless you just hated the Braves and then you pull for, you know, the Mets or whoever their arch rivals were, Phillies.
Cardinals, maybe. I mean, they were kind of off the road a little bit. But it was, for us, it was the Braves. My dad was a big Braves fan. And I'll never forget taking me to the old Fulton County Stadium before they built all the new stadiums since then. The Braves are a big deal to me, too. Back to the song for a second here. Tell me about writing this one. I mean, obviously, it's about social media and how it's impossible to sort of break up and escape your ex these days. You know, their pics, their posts, everything. So where did the idea really start?
My buddy Josh Osborne called me one afternoon when I was driving home from Nashville, and he said, I've got – there are like one or two writers in town that know me well enough to know what an idea that I would write. And because of that, I typically have to kind of dig and come up with my own ideas to write. He called me and said, I have this idea. I bet breaking up was easy in the 90s. He said, I feel like it sounds like you. And I was like, man, I love it. Let's write that. And did I lose you, Cody? Oh, you still there? And then so fast forward several months, we did a little writing retreat outside town, rented a little cabin, and wrote the song. It was kind of the ninth hour in terms of the second record coming out. But it's a song that, you know, typically I don't know for sure that a song is going to be on a record till it's finished. And I listen to it and I'm like, okay, yeah, this is going to work for the record. But that one, I would sit and write out the song, the track listing, and I would put Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s on the track listing before we even wrote the song. So I knew I had to get it right. Like, that's why I kept putting it off. But but it also forced me to get it done and not overthink it.
Yeah, dude, it's such a great song and such a smash as well. When it comes to social media, is there an app you use most often? What app do you go to a lot, and maybe one you don't use?
I'm on YouTube more than, I guess that's considered a social media app. I don't know if that's social media. Yeah, maybe so. YouTube, you can just, nowadays, you know, you can get it all right there. Yeah, and once the algorithm gets dialed in, it's just like, it's turning you on to all the things that you would have taken you a long time to find, but that you're probably interested in.
Yeah. Is there an app you'd like to delete? One that maybe it's on there, but you're just like sick of, or that you want to get rid of?
You know, I'm trying to think. YouTube is educational. It serves a purpose. I feel like I have learned a lot on YouTube. I haven't learned a lot on Instagram, but it keeps me tuned in to the world. You can, if you keep an eye on Instagram, you can distill the chaos down to trends, senses of humor, styles, music, news, it all is in there, but you sort of have to sift through a lot of, you know, maybe content that you aren't as interested in to extract the things that are useful to you. But, you know, there are good, but, you know, we're all in this debate now about the value of social media, and there are pluses and minuses to them. But that'd be the one that I go back. It's kind of the blessing and a curse is Instagram.
I love the song you did with Sasha Sloan, When Was It Over, which is so brilliant. Like, so well written and so beautifully done. Y'all wrote that together, right?
Yep. Along with a couple co-writers. Yeah, man, she's great. It's not very often that I connect with a writer the way that I connected with Sasha. Maybe it's because she's just so good, but we had a lot in common. We hit it off right off the bat and wrote a handful of songs, and started off writing for Diplo, for a project he was doing. So we were writing for that project, and I ended up, you know, talking to some of my co-writers after she and I wrote a few times, like, hey, you know, I think you should come and write with Sasha and myself. I think it would be a great combination. And it worked out. And so Sasha has gone on to write with some of those guys, Shane and Josh, you know, two of my really close buddies, Shane McAnally and Josh Osborne. Mm-hmm. She's done well. I've heard some of the stuff they've been writing for her record, and those songs are great. So, just an artist that I really connect with and believe in, and glad to be on the song with.
After Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s goes all the way to the top of the charts, what will be next? Will you release another song from Southside or something fresh? I know at the beginning of the year you kind of teased new music, some more new music was coming, but where does that all stand?
Yeah, I'm recording. We've got a session next week to record three songs, and I'll probably make a decision within 2 or 3 weeks about the next single. That's the thing about having new songs ready, is it's hard to go back and put out something that that has been out for a while, even though technically I guess it's only been a year since I put out my last record. I'm hoping to kind of make up for lost time with some new music, because there was a big gap between that first and second record. So I don't know, to answer your question, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm leaning towards some new stuff.
I'd love to hear that. Yeah, it's a weird music time where I think it's being thrown at us all the time, so you almost have to keep creating and keep fresh,
right,
I think.
Right, I agree.
CMT Music Awards, they're happening June 9th. One of my favorite performances ever on the show was you on the streets of Broadway. Oh, yeah. And all in one big take, walking and singing Downtown's Dead. Tell me, what do you remember about that night?
I remember sitting there at Tootsie's Bar and hearing the countdown, three, you know, we're live in 3, 2, 1, and then everything just gets quiet. And you know, the camera's on you and it's time to roll. And I remember thinking, well, there's no second chances on this, so don't screw it up. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that you kind of have to roll with it, because there's a lot of people involved and people are standing in the crowd. That's a real crowd. They're not hired to be in the music video. So you just kind of have to roll with it. So I just kind of treated it more like I was playing to a live audience than I was playing to a camera.
It was so good. All right, as we wrap here, since you're the king of the house party, I was noticing like so many paint swatches. I have a new house, been painting a little bit here. Paint swatches sound like the names of country songs. So I thought we might play little songs or swatches here, Sam. Swatches, like those paint swatches that have the different colors and they have little titles on them.
Okay, I don't know if I know what you're talking about, but I'm following. If I don't need to know more than that, then I'm good.
Like the paint swatches, when you go to like Home Depot, there's a thousand of them, and each one has like a color and a title.
Yes, got it.
So I could say like Favorite Jeans. Is that a song or a swatch title?
That sounds like a song title.
It does, but it's not. It's Blue Jean Blue. It's a swatch. Purple Rain should be a swatch title, but it's a song title.
Okay.
Greener Pastures, song or swatch?
It sounds like a song, but I have a feeling it's a swatch.
It's a song, Brothers Osborne.
Oh, okay.
Anonymous.
That sounds like a song.
Yes, it does. It's a greenish brown swatch, though.
Anonymous?
I know. Write that one. Maybe that's part of the three song EP coming soon.
That gives you no indication of the color. I feel like the other ones, at least you have an idea of what the color might be.
Yes. Huh. Sam, always good to see you. Congratulations on the success. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Cody. Good talking to you, man.
We'll see you again soon. Take care. All right. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to CodyCast. Follow Cody right now at Cody Allen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hear Cody on hundreds of radio stations every day. And watch Cody on Hot 20 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., 8 Central on CMT. Bye for now.